funny you ask. They're going okay. I mean, I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with each practice, but just as any rookie, I think that you run into the problems where you just, your mind's just everywhere. It's everywhere. So it's a lot to soak in, but it's going good for me.
Something they do here, you're like the installations, like, you know, you guys are running some pretty deluxe packages.
And so
they don't like, okay, we'll get the 3-4 down and do that for a couple of months. No, it comes fast and furious.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, the first practice I set in up here, they put in 15 plays, and I was like, man. And the next practice, they put in 15 more plays. And I started counting. I was like, I don't even think we ran 30 defenses in college. But the things that they do with their defense is a lot more complex. I mean, you have to really know your assignment and a person next to you and the linebacker's assignment to really understand what you have to do on each play.
Is it hard for you to cut loose? Obviously, you're learning. There's some thinking. Is it hard to cut loose during this period while you're learning?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Because, like I said, I mean, you really got to understand what everybody around you is doing. So if you don't understand that, then, I mean, you're just kind of out there lost, and then you get to thinking a lot, which holds you back from playing as fast as you can. And you're trying to learn the offense of what they do. You're trying to learn defense and what everybody else is doing. You're trying to know your assignment. And it slows you down a little bit. But, I mean, you know, once you start getting comfortable with the defense, it'll start working out for you.
Now, you have been able to go against veteran guys who play in the league, veteran offensive linemen and stuff. Conference-wise, you know, is it like, hey, I can beat these guys or I can play with these guys? Have you had that kind of epiphany type moment?
I mean, I think, obviously, they drafted me this high, like I said before, and I think that I'm able to play with anybody I get on the field. I think the biggest thing for me is learning the defense and learning what I'm supposed to do. And then everything else is God-given talent. I mean, it'll take care of itself. So I'm not really – I mean, I'm impressed with some of the stuff that our offensive linemen do. They fast and they strong. I mean, a lot stronger than some of the guys you go against. But I think that I'm fast and I'm strong, too. But like I said, you just got to learn the defense and allow me to play faster. So.
Now, you came here with a reputation as being really strong, weight room strong and stuff like that, and you've probably seen it at Ohio State, but there's weight room guys and then there's football guys. What's the difference? How do you make sure that you translate your weight room strength into a functional football strength?
Well, I mean, you can squat 600, 700 pounds. I mean, that's easy, going to weight room and squat 600. You know, that's easy, but can you sink your hips and get up under a block like you're supposed to? You squat. I mean, it's good for power, but then you lose flexibility in your hips, which doesn't allow you to be exposed off the line of scrimmage. So I think that you have to translate it from a flexibility standpoint and learn how to use your explosive movements, you know, through those type of movements. You know, squat is similar to getting down in a four-point stance and coming off and getting to a blocker, but can you use that and, you know, generate the force that you need to? So, I mean, there's football guys and there's weight room guys, but I think that, you know, the weight room is just – which is what I do, but I think that I enjoy football too. And I mean, I'll be able to do the weight room